And welcome back to Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And I get to do my favorite intro twice today. I'm Pastor John McClain, and I am here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator,
yes,
the author of the book, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the newest talk radio show hosts in the fair city of Tucson, Arizona, with the radio show Making College Come True,
yay,
brought to you by Tucson International Academy, I introduce to you Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The crowd
Thank
goes
you.
Wild. Yeah. And as we in the studio here know her, because we're all close friends, or we all work for her, and we all are part of that circle, we know her as Dr. J.
Oh,
the
right.
Dr. J.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's right. And yes, I can jump, and yes, I can play basketball.
Oh, I know.
I have scars to prove it.
For sure, yeah. If I need to pick up a three-point shooter on the playground, I know who to look
that
for.
That is right. I am good at three-pointers.
Yeah, just put you in the corner.
That's right.
Feed you the rock.
Just boom. Every time.
All day. Money.
All day long.
And then who are these amazing guests that we have in studio with us today?
I'm so excited. I have two of my newest teachers on staff. I
nice.
Have Karina Leva. No, Leva. Not Leva. Okay, yeah, okay. Karina Leva, and she is a Spanish teacher at TIA Midvale.
Muy bueno.
Yeah, yes. And I have a very close relative of hers, her sister. I managed to get two sisters.
Nice.
And I have her, and you're not just the sister, you are the Spanish teacher of TIA West.
Yes.
Wow.
And this is Denise. What is your last name? Leva, too?
Leva.
Okay. Yeah. Denise mm-hmm. Leva, Karina Leva.
Yeah.
And
the
these
Leva
guys.
Sisters.
Yes, they are. And you know, we were talking about dynamic duos and trios and all that. This is a dynamic duo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're graciously allowing in this third Spanish teacher who wasn't able to be here today. But the three of them, man, they came together. And I'm telling you, they knocked it out of the park with the 16 de septiembre festivals that we had at each of our schools over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
they were phenomenal.
Why don't we use this segment
sure.
today? Tell us about that. Because I've been looking at all the pictures, sharing them around, super excited, a little jealous that I didn't get to attend.
Oh, so man, I should have just made you come.
I know. In the future, definitely put me in on the loop
so
we can know. So I can be there for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But explain it to our listeners so we can feel like we were there even though we missed it.
Oh, wow. Well, it was incredible. 16 de septiembre is Mexico's Independence Day. So it's just like United States, 4th of July, where there's fireworks. There's a presentation given by the president of Mexico. And they do El Grito, which is like the victory shout.
Mm-hmm.
Viva Mexico, viva. And bells are ringing and flags are flying. And there's a lot of reference to historic people who contributed to the freedom that Mexico has. And us being 45-minute drive away from the border of Mexico, I think that it's very pertinent and appropriate that we help celebrate that independence. Because if they were a nation that had different values than that, it would be a little different for us. It wouldn't be as safe. It wouldn't be as much in common.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you can go to and from the border, even with all the weird things happening. A lot of our students and our families and our teachers have family in Mexico. So it's near and dear to our heart. 88% of our kids and people at Tucson International Academy are Hispanic.
Mm.
And so it's a big part of who we are as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I always liked Mexico. I love to go to Mexico. And I do speak Spanish.
Yes.
So it's a lot of fun to have that interactive type of culture in a school community here.
In a lot of ways, you have a Hispanic family. I mean, you're a Caucasian woman, but your husband's a Hispanic man.
From Mexico.
Hispanic daughter,
She's and then our relatives, of course. You know, I have a lot of relatives in Nogales and down in all parts of Mexico. I think there's cousins and relatives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of fun to have that connectivity
and
something positive like an independence. Hey, we're going to celebrate it. And our kids that way have a reason to learn folkloric dances. because then they performed that for the parents. Mm. And we had an awesome Mexican plate, of course. Yes, food and dance go together, and music.
Of course.
We had a salsa contest because everyone has their salsa recipe. So in a
delicious.
Man, I'm glad I wasn't a judge this year. There were so many delicious salsas entered into contests. And we had four different schools, so we had four different DSEC festivals. Yeah, and so each school had a slightly different flavor, but the same activities, some of the similar dances, and the food, of course, just different cooks, but a similar plate. And huge response. I mean, I've never seen such happy parents. And that's what you two teachers, three, actually your other pal, you guys bring that to TIA. You make it fun. You make it worthwhile. You're the expression of arts. You know, people say that, we don't have art. We don't have music in the school system. It's true. We don't have a formal art program. We do have a formal music program for the little kids. But everybody gets to sing and dance.
That is correct.
So that's our arts at TIA. So Tucson International Academy does have an expression of arts. So we do it with the DSEC. And then these two gals and their third teacher will put on another huge event that we usually rent the band shell in Reed Park, which is the largest park in Tucson. And we'll put on a huge district-wide 2 hours of nonstop performances on stage, singing, dancing, mariachis, poems being recited, all, and we have full costumes for everything, and that's what makes it so special. We really enjoy all of that, and of course we'll have food, and of course we'll probably have a few games.
And when is that event?
That is Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May.
Nice.
Yes, so that's another chance for you to come.
And I'll be there.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we're also going to have another event for our Chinese program. We have Mandarin Chinese program. And the Chinese teacher puts on a district-wide huge Chinese New Year event. It's like at the end of February every year for us. She uses rodeo days to prepare all her costumes. And so she puts on this awesome, beautiful performance. It's very similar to our other festivities, but we do rent Fox Theater for that. We rent a theater just so we have a variety of locations for, things. And so we usually pack the house, and it's a beautiful place for a beautiful event, and everyone helps. I mean, the Chinese teacher helped dress all the kids for their folkloric dancing on DSEC, and she will do the same for Cinco de Mayo, and they're going to help her dress all the kids for Chinese New Year. Yeah, so it's just such a teamwork. It's so much fun. We honor and value each other's cultures. The kids love it. I mean, they just think it's a hoot.
They certainly enjoy it.
Yes. So that is one of the things, and so hopefully we can ask them questions and hear their perspective about how awesome it is to have the festival and what were their thoughts about it.
Yeah, I'm excited to that we have these two teachers in studio today. One to talk about their, you know, what they're teaching the kids and these events, you know, and they're part in these events. So
this is
going to be another cool show, and you're really good at bringing some good guests into studio with us.
I have good people, man. I only surround myself with the best. So
that's what I'm starting to see. I'm one step away from being a TIA teacher
I know, darn it, come on. Wait for you to see the light.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys listening there, you stick there. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Don't stick there too long, because you might find yourself to be a teacher at Tucson International Academy yourself. So we'll be back after this break.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the Dr. J.
Woohoo!
Woo woo!
Woo woo woo!
Yeah. And we are here to make radio magic. We do a lot of amazing things, the two of us, but radio magic is what we're going to do now.
That's right.
Yeah. And because we have two amazing guests in studio with us, why don't you reintroduce our amazing guest, Dr. J?
I am happy to. I have with me Karina Leva, and I also have Denise Leva here, and they are both tip-top amazing Spanish teachers for Tucson International Academy. And I can't be more proud of them. I've known them on and off for years. I mean, we've been in each other's lives. Mm. Their mother also is part of my life. She's constantly helping us with everything. I mean, she's so wise. So, I mean, it's just been a pleasure knowing them. But then now to get to work with them at this level is like the best. And they couldn't be more qualified for what they do. They're amazing.
Yeah, awesome. And I guess kind of like the question I always like to ask staff and guests that come on this show that work at TIA, and we'll start left to right, I guess, on this question. What made you think to work at TIA?
TIA is a very welcoming school. All the staff there, we're all a family. Mm. I've known Dr. J, like she said, for many years, mm-hmm. and I've always felt very happy to be there. It's been an honor to teach the children since my first day there, and I just feel like we're a big family there. And mm. all the kids are welcome. They know that they are important to all of us, and that sense of family that we have there mm-hmm. is great.
Yeah, And I was actually going to mention that earlier, because I hear that a lot. And it's just like, and it's interesting whether it's the students talking about how it feels like a family, not only because of the environment, but their siblings go there. You know, and whenever they get in trouble, the teacher will go grab their sibling and have their sibling come talk to them. So that's super cool. But like you're saying, as a staff member, it just seems like there's a special connection that you guys have to each other. And actually another, I guess, common thing that I hear is like a lot of family members work together at TIA.
Yeah. And that is kind of a separate skill, to be honest. Not mm-hmm. everybody can work with their family members, you know? So we set up guidelines about that. And mm-hmm. It's just agreed upon from the get go that there's just no arguments allowed and mm-hmm. there's no pot shotting allowed. It might be your sibling, but you're not allowed to take a pot shot. Same with spouses. We have some spouses that work together. Mm-hmm. I work with my spouse, and we have a very clearly delineated boundary set mm-hmm. up so that nobody ever has to endure our stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we keep that out of anyone else's peripheral vision, because it's just not productive. Mm-hmm. And also we are professionals, and professionals manage their behavior. And so that's why I'm so fortunate I have these guys. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you as well.
Well, I have been an employee for Dr. J for, let's see, on and off for about 18 to 20 years.
Just about.
I think she's like the third one I hired. Yeah, it's huge.
Like Dr. J was saying, I was, I believe, her third employee that she hired. Okay. So I started out with her front desk as administrative assistant. She is an awesome person to work for. Mm-hmm. And like I said, everyone there is very welcoming. We are a family. Mm-hmm. We treat each other with respect, staff and children. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the first things that, you know, that I told the kids, you know what? You respect me. I respect you. Mm-hmm. We have, it's a community. Everybody, you know, welcomes you. Everybody, you know, everything that we do, we do it together. Mm-hmm. Teachers, you know, after school, you know, we get together. at the old computer lab, and we talk about how our day is, you know, what we can do to help the kids. It's, you know, it's wonderful to be able to help the kids, help the children. So it's a wonderful community to work for.
Nice.
I love the teamwork aspect. I mean, like you said, it's like not only do you, like you and your sister are at different campuses, so you don't see each other all day, but you've already created your own allies at the school you are located at. And then on top of that, you can plan the actual Spanish together and share ideas, and it just makes all that stress less, I hope.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, and then you have the school, Karina, that's like got a lot of classrooms. Like it's, it has about, I think, 10 classes.
Yes.
Or nine or something
nine.
Like that.
It's nine.
Nine classes. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of lessons per day. But we have Denise has like six or something like that. Six. So slightly less. But guess what? She doesn't just stop there. She helps in the office with her other skill set, which is also administrative. You guys have it all. You're administrative and teaching. That's like the dream. But helping Miss Nidia with the finances and with just double checking everything and being that support to her. Wow. I mean, you talk about value added. That's what I got when these two said they were interested. So it was like, it was really hard to go through the formal steps of interviewing because I was like, no, I want them. You know, it was just like, it was kind of like, wait, did we have an interview yet? You know, we were already making plans. So I was like, we have to go through the process. So it was just a pleasure because when you have someone who's already familiar with your organization, they know your values, they know the skill sets. They both have children that are in our school. So they know, what to expect. They know what's good and they know some of the weaknesses. So it's great feedback. It's helpful. So when people have their kids around, sometimes it's hard to work with your kids right there. So sometimes I have teachers that, you know, they're like, you know, I love the school, but I'm not going to put my kids here because we're going to hurt each other. So, you know, it's one of those things. But I love that because it gives us another insight. Like, how are we doing from a parent perspective? How are we doing as a teacher perspective? How are we doing from, you know, the state's perspective? And all those perspectives count. They're called stakeholders. And, you know, stakeholders have an invested interest in our school. And it is important that we are aware of how we're doing in all realms. And so it's a lot of realms, but it's doable. When you got a good team with the same values, with the same energy of we want the best for our kids, and we're going to do the best for everyone's kid. And just make all these kids become your own, don't they?
They really do. They really do.
Yeah. I was telling Pastor John about, you know, the event, and I said maybe we can ask them what, if they could share, well, we might have to do the next segment, but at some point I want to hear from you guys, like, what did you think was special and you felt particularly happy about with the festival? So definitely be thinking of that. And I think we could also say, how do you see it as an importance for Spanish to be taught in the schools for K-12? Like, do you have an answer that you can give in the next minute? Anybody?
Yes, I think it's very important. A lot of the kids, they come from Hispanic families, and they don't know how to speak Spanish. And for their parents, it's important.
Sure.
And for the kids, maybe not so much. But when they grow up, you have so many more opportunities open to you when you know a second language.
Absolutely.
So, and I think they enjoy, once they, at the beginning, not so much, they don't want to. Once you start teaching them the culture and they can feel proud of who they are, and then they really enjoy Spanish and they want to learn more and more.
I think it contributes to identity, right? It's great when we can embrace our past and our family's background and then implement it for today. Something you would add, Karina?
That is actually my exact sentiment on that. It really is.
Just I mean, their mother taught them.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the kids are really enjoying it. I can tell you that, you know, when we started talking about 16 de septiembre, they just opened up, you know, and they feel proud. They feel proud of who they are. And, you know, a lot of the time, us as parents, we don't have the time to tell our kids our story, you know, or our grandparents' story. You know, this opens up their eyes and lets them know that, you know, it gives them a sense of identity of who they really are.
Yeah. Right.
So
it's awesome.
Well, we will hear about all that and more when we get back from the break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. You have just enough time to make a quarter bag of popcorn. We'll be right back.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I hope you have your quarter bag of popcorn there and ready. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We're here to make college come true in you or your child's life. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com if you have a child between the grades of K through 12 that you want to make sure that they go to college and you want to make sure that that comes true in their life. I am here with the doctor of making college come true.
Yes, Dr.
Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J.
Dr. Feel Good.
Dr. Love.
Yes.
Dr. Pepper.
Love it.
And we have a couple amazing guests in here in studio with us, don't we, Dr.
Yes, we do. We have Karina and Denise Leva. They are both Spanish teachers at two of our TIA schools, and they're going to tell us a little bit about the festival. We just finished putting on we have four schools, so we did four DSESE celebrations outside from 5 to 7 p.m. with music, with a stage, with a tent. It was a huge ordeal. It was so fun. It was so much more than just kids getting up, singing, and dancing. It was a huge event, and I'm so proud of them because they did such a good job with the kids, and they were great at putting it together and the heart of what we were trying to do, which was celebrate and spotlight independence of Mexico, that it's a value, that it's a shared value of our two nations, and that we are neighbors and all the importance of that. Oh, it was just perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us about you guys' part in that, and I guess in the part in the events as a whole. I know those have made a big impression in you guys' lives.
Okay. From kinder to high school, we prepared for weeks. Not just the dances, because we practice the dances for hours in a day. But we also made all the decorations. The kids did every single decoration that was outside. They prepared it with their own hands. And we wanted to make the parents proud, and I think we did. So we worked really hard, not only our dancing, our singing, because we also sang. We sang the Himno Nacional of Mexico. So they practiced the singing, the dancing, and they also prepared the decorations.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just us working, you know, with the students. It was everyone at the school. All the teachers were working together, helping us with the decorations, helping us with, hey, can I pull the students out for about 15 minutes? I just need to work with them for 15 minutes. They were all gracious. They were all wonderful. They, you know, they were ready. You know, everybody was, you know, happy to help. So we weren't the only ones out there. I mean, putting up decorations, I think I put maybe a third of those decorations. Everyone else was out there helping us, putting those up, making sure that everything was put together. The teachers were helping, you know, with gosh,
the music, the food, yes, everything, right?
Yes, everything. I mean, as the kid, as the people were coming in, people were getting served. Just everything. It was just, like I said, it's a community. It's just not one person working by themselves.
Yeah. And how does it make you feel doing that type of stuff?
Mm-hmm. It makes me feel very happy. It makes me feel proud. It makes me feel alive when I'm up there, you know, talking to, you know, the parents, the students. I even asked the parents, how many of you guys are feeling proud right now? Mm-hmm. And everyone raised their hand. Every single parent raised their hand. They were up there with their phones taking pictures. It was just great.
Yeah.
So was.
Yeah. What about you? How did it make you feel putting on the event and doing all this fun stuff?
Besides exhausted.
That too.
Yeah, besides exhausted. It filled my heart. It filled my cup. I could tell, not just mine. The kids. The kids, you could see it in their face how proud they were, the parents. So it filled my heart and everybody else's, I think, the same. The teachers were very proud of their students. Because this was, like we said, a combined work by everyone, by everyone, the other schools. We came together, us, not just us, but the other Spanish teacher and the other language teachers and other teachers, too. We were at each other's events, at all of the events. So we had four parties in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So we worked together, the principals, too.
Yes.
So we all came together to do this. It wasn't the work of one school. It was all four schools combined to bring all of the events together.
And I think the thing that really sticks out to me, and it's one of the things I really love about this show, is just like that stage, that platform that not only the students had, but you guys had, like you were describing, like some of the probably the most exciting feelings you had were when you were out there in front of all these people, in front of all these parents,
That's
you know,
right.
having your stage, being able to, you know, have a voice to positivity and stuff like that. So being able to these events that TIA does and all this stuff, like that's the goods right there. Huh? I got to speak to that more.
So yeah, definitely. I mean, standing up there, seeing all the parents, their proud faces, their smiles on their faces, it makes you feel proud because you know that you're doing right by those kids, by those, by their children. It makes me happy, and I know that it makes Dr. J very happy.
Oh,
I can see it in her face that she was.
I can never stop smiling. They're so cute.
They are.
And they're so powerful. Like, tell about the little girl who did a solo. That still is in my heart.
We had an eighth grader. Her name is Itzel. She is an awesome kid. She's kind of shy, kind of quiet. And when she asked me if she could sing, I was like, well, I don't know if she's going to be able to make it up there, you know, because she's shy. She doesn't really talk to, you know, a lot of kids. But when she got up on that stage, she was, I mean, she sang beautifully. She expressed herself, you know, it was just, I believe that's the way she expresses, you know, herself. There was just no, that little girl, that shy little girl that sits quietly, that wasn't it no more. You know, she was just, she was able to express the beauty of her soul as she was singing. So.
100%. I mean, she just belted it out. She was on key. She was just tremendous. We were so proud. And at the end, when we were fading the music out, she continued to sing a cappella, and it was beautiful, beautiful. And she had her back up, two
that
girls backed her up. It was so, so effective. And I know you had a couple of things too, Denise. What, tell us one of your memories.
I was very proud of the fourth and fifth grade class because they played out the story of the 16th of September. And even some of the parents there, I'm sure they didn't know the story of the 16th of September because I saw their faces and everybody was quiet. Everybody was paying attention. And I thought about playing out the story because in kinder class, when I gave them the presentation of the 16th of September, I thought, you know, they're kinder. I tried to make it as simple for them as possible, but I did put it on PowerPoint and I showed it to them. And I thought they're not going to really care that much. But after that, every day I had one student, please Miss Denise, please show us a story again. Show us a story de 16 de septiembre. He kept asking me, is that a true story? Yes, it's a true story. And now he's asking me, when's our next story? When's our next dance?
Oh my God.
You think these kids aren't listening, but they're paying attention to everything.
Yes, they are.
They're paying attention. And you guys pay attention too. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We're going to be back right after this break. You guys hang out right there.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back. I hope that you guys are prepared for one more amazing segment of the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm still Pastor John, here with still Dr. J. Whoop whoop.
Yes, sir.
And we're here with two amazing Tucson International Academy Spanish teachers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. The crowd is going, wow.
Yeah.
Because they have just recently been rock stars, as they have just helped put on four of these wonderful BSEs, Mexico Independence.
That,
I know.
We'll take a nap for you.
We're going to have you come join us. You could be a volunteer.
Oh, yeah. I'll just do the fun part.
Attend.
Just go to the event.
Attend, have some of the delicious food.
Yes, yeah. You should. You should experience it.
I definitely want the food, for sure. Well, but a question I definitely wanted to ask, we'll certainly ask this question to the two teachers who are here, and it'll open it up a little bit to Dr. J, who answers this question regularly. What differentiates what would be called, and I'm using the bunny ears symbol here for the people in radio land that can't see me, the difference between a conventional school and Tucson International Academy?
That's a good question to ask them, because they're not only teachers, but they also have students, their children at our school. So they've experienced a few things. So, yeah.
As a parent, I want to answer this question more than as a teacher. My sons both have been at a conventional school. And the difference that I see, the great difference, is that the children here are actually cared for. They're not just a number. They're not getting lost among the other students. The teacher knows them by name. They're not lost. They know exactly where they need help in, because it's a smaller school. So the environment is totally different. They're actually being cared for. They know what they need, and they know they get that extra help. Fourth grader needs help in writing. So he's staying with his teacher 2 days out of this week, and he's getting that help that he needs every day, every week for 2 days. So his teacher cares, and that's something that I see. And I also, and as a parent, what I care about the most is that my son is safe, and this is a safe environment, and that's the most important thing for me.
Small class size. Yeah, that is something we always strive from, even small from the class. Beginning, because we don't think it's a quality education if you're not known. You know, everybody wants to be seen. They want to be known. They want to be challenged. And how can you do it if you really don't make that identity connection? So I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, sometimes I take it for granted because we've been doing it for 20 years, you know. But it is still important, isn't it?
Yes, that's my favorite thing about the school. That he's cared for. I know that he's cared for.
Definitely.
And I just wanted to add something. I know that we're talking about her child, but I want to say something about her child. He's broken out of that shell because he's in a smaller classroom. So he feels important. He feels that he belongs. In every classroom that he's been in before, he's been really quiet, doesn't really care to go to school very much. And this year, I can see it. I can, you know, he's ready. He's the first one ready in the morning. He is ready to go. He's got friends. He's got all these friends. He's happy. It's a totally different child than from last year.
I love that.
So I know she didn't say it, but I wanted to say it just because I've seen it.
That's beautiful.
I think conventional schools, large classrooms, for my child, it doesn't work either. My son is in sixth grade. He is enjoying being in a smaller classroom setting. Like I said, you know, we are a family. All the children know each other. Kinder gets help from higher grades if they need help. Let's see, what else? We definitely, like I said, we help each other. Younger kids with the older kids, we're able to, you know, help tutor, we have Spanish, we have Chinese. Those are things that, you know, not every school setting has. So it's definitely something that is a plus at Tucson International Academy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. And it's what we strive to do too, is to be that different place. I mean, academics for any professional teacher, they should be able to pull off the academic growth that each child deserves. And it's not that hard to make the gains if you're in a system and a way that works. And by keeping it small and by getting to know them and to give them different opportunities, you know, to express themselves, they do grow. And in the midst of the academics, you're able to impart leadership, you know, which I know your kids, and they're going to be leaders. You can just see it already. But it does take something to get out of your shell. It does take that, like, the courage. And when you're in any bullying situation or anything that can happen easily in any school, even our own, we can just quench it quicker because we're small. But it's human nature, you know. The domineering effect is there. And in the big school, sometimes it goes on longer than you would ever want it to. And it's devastating to some kids. So I love it that we're able to quickly deal with situations as they come or if they come. And then we're able to allow that child to have his or her expression and to grow. And we got lots of leadership opportunities. You know, they can always go to work with the younger kids. They can be on student council. They can organize a trip. They can organize like a focal group. Like if somebody's excited about whales and they want to save them, great. At our school, you will have a chance to form a club, study the issue, and then do something about it. So we're very project oriented as far as like interests. And to be honest, that's how you stay in the game this long. I mean, I have been an educator for 37 years. That's a long time.
I don't believe you.
Well, I started teaching when I was 10. So, you know, just kidding. Yeah, unfortunately, no. But how do you stay still passionate about it? Well, you have to be given some flexibility. And if you're not, I mean, you could not just do the same old grade, the same old place forever and ever. Amen. It's no fun. You have to have constant ways of being inspired. I get my inspiration from the students and from the teachers, because now all you teachers look like kids to me because I'm older. And I know I call teachers kids all the time. I'm like, whoa, I didn't mean that, but it looks like it because you guys look so young. And probably because I look old, but
no.
But that's how it happens. And for me to see a teacher too that comes in and says, oh my god, this is way too much work, I don't think I can make it, and then we show them our systems and we say, come on, just pull the extra hours now because later it'll pay off. And sure enough, already we have several testimonies from teachers who are new to the profession who did not want to stay, and I had to convince to stay, and they stayed, they learned, they did the extra work, and guess what, now they love it. And after this event, that's where they really spoke up. They said, oh my god, all that work was not for nothing. I see why we practiced so much. It was phenomenal. So just doing a quality production that we were able to do because everyone pulled together. That's yet right. We're all amateurs. I mean, none of us are dance instructors, you know?
Nope.
I made up the moves to a lot of those dances. I don't know if you knew that. When I saw them, I was like, oh my God, they're using some of my stuff. But
good
anyway,
job, Dr. J.
You know, you become a jack of all trades, right?
That's right.
The show must go on.
Must go on. And a big thing that kind of is like, I'm starting to shape the opinion of and just hearing other parent, teachers, students, takes on TIA is like, it's almost as if a parent that can't afford private school prices is getting a private school education for their student. Speak to that, if you will.
Well, I've actually had parents call in and ask me, because what do we offer? And after I tell them, because sometimes I have to cover for the front desk, just in case if the front desk lady's not there at the moment.
Sometimes she has to go potty. We understand. Yeah, absolutely.
Teamwork lunch. I'll cover. And now after I explain to them everything that we have to offer, they ask me, how much do we have to pay? And I tell them, nothing. You don't have to pay anything. You're welcome to come to the school. We can give you a little tour. But they're excited since the beginning, since I explained to them everything that TIA has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is it's a quality education, and you get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
So the parents should take advantage of that.
Nice.
Yes. I think that's the best part, right? Free
yes,
is always better.
Yeah, free is my favorite.
Yes. And also being accessible. Like there are parents that don't feel heard at other schools. And sometimes when they come to our school, they come in like two guns loaded, like, rah, 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 you don't like my kid, blah, blah. We're like, calm down, hold on. Let's come in the office. Let's sit down. You want a water? Yeah. They're like, whoa, hold on, what? Is this a trick? Right. You know, it's like, no, it is not a trick. We just don't yell at each other here, you know. Just tell us what you need, and I'm pretty sure we can get you what you need. And once they realize that, hopefully it contributes to the peace element, because schools should never be a combat zone for parent and teacher and kid. I mean, you know, kids are kids, and we understand that. We don't expect them to be perfect, but when there's an issue, we need to talk about it civilly. And, you know, that's something I can say I am proud of our parents for. Sometimes it takes a couple of rounds, but I'm patient with that. I understand. Mm-hmm. They're coming from a place where if they weren't terrible with two guns loaded, yelling and sometimes swearing at us, you know, which we don't allow. We do have to reschedule if there's any swearing. But it's just one of those things that they can calm down. They can feel heard. We want them to feel heard because we do care. We are a team. We cannot educate without the parents. We actually like the parents. We actually like the kids, you know, and we want them to like us and to respect us so we can all work together for good, not just whatever I want them want, you know. I hate that when that happens.
Yes, and the parents see that, because I've been in some meetings when the parents come in, because they only speak Spanish, and they do come in upset. But after you talk to them and explain to them, they change. By the time they're out of there, they change their point of view and they come out with a smile.
That's important to us. You know, we do care about the parents. Goodness, parents are working two jobs. They're trying to make ends meet. Now we got the COVID. Now we have, like, concerns about health. I mean, goodness, it's a lot for every family. So we want to be that place families can feel safe. They can feel heard. They can get any problems solved.
And a lot of us actually see the parents, and we know what child goes to what parent. I mean, we're not just, you know,
safety.
Go home. No, we know. I mean, we're outside. We're watching that they're going home in the correct vehicle. We're not just sending them home or, you know, not caring. We definitely know each child and their parent.
That's awesome.
Nice. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us here in studio. In studio, even. This is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John here with Dr. J. This has been another amazing show. You guys go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com if you have a student between the ages of K-12 that you want to make college come true in their life. We'll see you next week. You guys stay safe, and I know, look both ways before you cross the street.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.